We're talking everything going on with the Pac-12 and Big Ten postponing their seasons. And joining us right now is the top coach in all of the land, the LSU football coach, Ed Orgeron. Thank you so much for the time, Coach. And how is football school going right now?
Going great, man. We had a little conditioning period with our team. I couldn't be more proud of our team. They were focused in, enthusiastic. Nobody blinked. You know, we're focused in on starting the season on September 26th, and we're not thinking anything else right now.
No, Coach O, you got to have confidence in looking at your athletic director, Scott Woodward, when he says, we remain steadfast in our approach in the Southeastern Conference, taking all available time to gather as much information as possible in order to make informed decisions. We're united in our process and our focus on the safety and well-being of our student-athletes. You look at the recent flood of reports surrounding college athletics, does not alter that approach. So who in the hell cares what the Big Ten or the Pac-12? I mean, so what? They're not even relevant. I mean, I'm looking at the SEC and the teams. We always talk about every year a playoff scenario. You'd have two out of the four coming out of the SEC. So when I look at it, let them do what they want to do. We're going to be responsible and do what we want to do to have a football season this year.
You know, it looks like it's coming down to that, Bobby. Again, I have all the confidence in the SEC Commissioner, Greg Sankey, Athletic Director Scott Woodward, and the President that we're going to make the right decision. Here's the bottom line. The medical people are going to decide, is it safe for our players to play? If it is, we should play. If the medical people tell us it's not safe, well, we're not going to put our players out there.
Now, Coach O, with that being said, because it's different than the NFL as far as, could you think it's feasible to play a season if you don't have fans in the stands? You know, you talk about phase two, phase three and all that, whether it's 15 to 20,000 or half a Tiger Stadium, let's say 50,000, who knows? But can you realistically play a season if there's no fans in the stand, and would that be feasible for the athletic department?
You know, I think that you have to look at it, Bobby, to give these young men a chance to play, regardless of the situation. If they can play, we're going to play. But I don't think that, you know, I don't think that it has to be no fans in there. I think myself, personally, that they're going to find a way to put masks on and put a certain number of fans in the stadium. That's my own personal opinion.
Now, Coach O, when you look at and we all knew this was going to come about. It seemed like over the weekend you hear rumors. And you look at the Big Ten and their decision and the Pac-12. I mean, I'm not saying anything negative, but I look at Stanford and Cal. And you've been out there on the West. And football, you know, is important, but it's not a priority like it is in the South. Is that something that does not really affect what's going on in the SEC? What I mean by that, I look at Greg Sankey and his leadership. Don't you think going forward that we can always learn from the past that we need that czar or that that leadership that could speak for the whole country and not be so divided north, south, east, west, and then to make these type of tough decisions that come about? Because it's too piecemeal. You could do this or you could do that. Or it's been no leadership. I'm not bashing the NCAA, but I guess I am, it just seems like I could see coming about, and you don't have to comment on this if you don't want, but it could be a Power Five or you know, to come about, or the NCAA being something different because of the leadership aspect of it and considering the money involved.
You know, first of all, Bobby, I agree with you that I think the SEC should be the leader. And I do believe, and I know that we're the best conference in the United States. I feel that we should feel free to make our own decisions, get our information. I feel like we have the best chances of getting our information, especially with COVID-19. We have the best doctors in Kenny O'Neill, and we have the best resources here in the SEC. So I think that we ought to be leaders as far as, I think that eventually things are going to change in college football. I don't know which way it's going, but I think these decisions in the next couple of days are going to affect what we're going to do later on.
LSU football coach Ed Ogeron joining us here on WWL Sports Talk. And, Coach, I'm always amazed how your ability to, I guess, stay positive in any adverse situation, whether when you talk about college football rankings come out or someone talking, the media talking about your team, you have that ability and talk about blocking out the noise. And the ability to do that, it's definitely a lot easier said than done. And I don't know if you have any pointers for maybe even someone like me that gets so wrapped up and worried about things. Yeah. How are you able to, compartmentalize so well?
Yeah, well, first of all, my TV ain't been on in 6 weeks. I don't know. And I'm off the Twitter machine, so I don't know what's going on out there. My right-hand man, Derek Panacea, has to inform me, but not really. We don't bring in stuff into the meeting room. I don't talk about it. And here's what I tell him. I say, guys, I know there's a lot of stuff going on out there, but let's focus in on the task at hand. Let's control what we can control. You know, every day, every human being has a chance to exercise mental toughness. Every day I go run, I got my mind tells me some things I don't want to hear. You got to keep on going, and you got to be mentally tough in this world. And here's another chance for us to be mentally tough and to control the things we can control.
Now, Coach O, you know, how you handle adversity and how you go forward, because we are in a war against a pandemic to go forward. It's not like World War II, but I brought this up before in this show, that if I look at it in 1944, now this is unbelievable. Do you know they still had an AP top 20, even though it was a shattered season, when half of the final Associated Press top 20, it was military bases and training facilities. And so here I am. I take the approach, okay, so it's 76 years later. You know, this too shall come to pass, but how you handle, how you deal with adversity, and when I look at it, hey, like you said, whether you're in a parking lot or you're in a cow pasture, just go out there and compete. And when I look at it, okay, so the Big Ten, the Pac-12 made a decision, but you look at the top programs. What would be wrong? Now, we got to have, I really think the ACC and the Big 12 to be on board with the SEC. But what about this Final Four? A couple of SEC teams, Clemson and Oklahoma. Who'd be against that?
That's right. You know, and, you know, Bobby, I think some of those things are going to come. But we play that, you know, we're going to figure out a playoff, I'm sure. We're going to figure out a championship. And at the end, we're going to be glad that we played.
You know what, and Coach O, when you look at it, the players just want to play. Now, it gets complicated. And, boy, you could say, well, spring football. Well, what, you're going to play two seasons in a one calendar year? And you like this because you remember this, and I brought this up a couple of times in the show, but I want to share this with you. In 1985, you remember, I come from the USFL to the NFL. I had 10 days off. I played in like 40-plus games. Had to learn two different offenses. I had 10 days off from a championship, then go to 2 days in Russell, Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, end up starting 30 games. Now, I wasn't in the trenches. I wasn't a running back that maybe was getting hit. They don't hit the quarterbacks, you know, in practice. But still, that was very challenging. But if the Big Ten or the Pac-12 thinks they're going to have a spring season and play in 2021, it gets so complicated because you're dealing not professional football but college football. How do you honor those scholarships? That's where it gets complicated. Yeah. So, Coach O, you know what I'm thinking? Right now they say they're playing in the spring. That means that it's canceled. They just worried about 2021. I do not see how it's feasible for the Big Ten or Pac-12 to say they're going to play two seasons in one. Now, it might be a limited handful of games. Maybe they could accomplish that considering how spring football unfolds. But, boy, that's when you push it down the road, it's almost you have to bite the bullet. The thing that you're going to, oh, we're going to play in the spring, it gets way more complicated going forward when you deal with that.
Yeah, and I don't know how much more information we're going to have in the spring than we have right now. I don't know if kicking the can down the road, like you said, is going to make it better. But, you know, that's not my wheelhouse. I do hope we play September 26th. I know this, that the players want to play, the coaches want to play, the medical people, what we're here to say is safe to play, so let's play. And then, you know, there's more problems, Bobby, of not playing than playing. You know, there's a lot of things that come into play. Eligibility, guys missing their opportunity. Take Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was a sixth-round drafted. He was going to be a sixth-round pick. You know, he plays. He's the first player picked. Heisman Trophy winner, national champion. Are we going to give these guys not afford them the opportunity to go out and compete like they've worked all their lives and take away their dream? I don't want to do that, but, you know, obviously the medical people got to make that decision.
Well, and Coach, I'll also take the approach. You look at your team, and everyone has a different background, but what's a safer atmosphere than being on LSU's campus? I mean, how you feed everyone, your surroundings and all that versus what you might have at home. I mean, to me, it's nothing but a benefit. The players would say, like, what? I want to play this season. I love where I'm at right now and not necessarily wanting to go in my home environment and to be a part of that.
And then,
when you look at that, how advantageous it is for those players.
Yeah, better medical attention. We get tested. We're going to get tested 3 times a week. The tests come right away. They get COVID. They're going to get quarantined. People around them, we're going to trace them, and we in control of. But we only got 2 guys that have the COVID right now, and we've got this thing under control. If we let our players go home, there'll be more problems. And I do believe that last night when I heard that we had some parents that were interviewed on the news, that they was in favor of their sons staying here. Because number one, they wanted to play, and number two, they felt that they were safer at LSU than they were at home.
Yes, exactly. The environment and the supporting, cast and what you have at top-notch universities like LSU and the SEC. I agree with you that a number of players look at the opportunity that they have at hand to be willing to do that. Now, Coach O, is there maybe a scenario and, things you have to be flexible, you have to be able to adjust that window of opportunity. Now, you focus on September the 26th, but I even think it could be maybe a week or 2 weeks later, and you still could accomplish a season. Is that something y'all talk about, or is that set in stone, that September 26th starting point of the season?
You know, Bob, we have weekly meetings. The one thing that the commissioner says that there will be more information, more will be revealed, you know, as time goes on. So we got to look. We got to look when school starts, what the spike's going to be, where's it going to be, can we start the 26th, does it need to be pushed back? All those things that these are the things that the athletic directors, the presidents, and the commissioner discuss. They give us the information, but again, they'll ask for our opinion, but we do need to remain very flexible on what we're going to do because this thing is very fluid.
Now, Coach
Ed Ogeron here on WWL. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I got one more, Steve. Coach O, is there any scenario right now, because when you obviously a student athlete and you mix in with the population, when you go into classes and all that, you can be socially distanced. But is there a scenario that a student athlete or a football player in particular could take all the classes virtually and not even mingle with the student population? Could you control that environment? I know it's not a bubble type atmosphere like you see in professional sports, but is that a case in point that you could maybe have somewhat of a bubble like as far as virtual classes for all the football players?
You know, I think that's always an option, Bobby, that has been discussed. There's been no final decision on that.
WWL Sports Talk here, talking to Coach Ed Ogeron of the LSU football team. And just wondering, Coach, how the practices have been structured right now and how things will be changing next week for your team.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a football school, walk-through period. We have a certain amount of time that we can walk with the players. There's no ball. There's no no hitting and no contact, but it's mainly a teaching period right now. But camp is going to start on Monday, where we're going to have helmets and we're going to have footballs and we can go full speed finally. But we're only allowed 20 hours per week. It'd be like cutting, I guess, camp time in almost half. That's okay. It's the time that they give us. We're going to make the best of it.
Now, Coach O, with that being said, do you expect the players to hold them accountable? Obviously, you got to have good study habits. That when you're in the meeting rooms and you're studying your playbook, that when you are actually running plays, that you know what you're doing. Because some players, you know, can they transfer what they learn in the meeting rooms to the field? Sometimes they have to actually visualize that on the field. So it has to be challenging also where you're at right now.
No question. You know, Bobby, I want to keep the walkthroughs. If I had a chance of having a meeting in a meeting room or a walkthrough, I'm going to do a walkthrough because that's the way I used to learn. And I think it's more important to have walkthroughs right now because we've had enough Zoom meetings. So the more walkthroughs we can have, you know, the better. You know, you can tell in a walkthrough if a guy knows his assignment. If you're talking to him in the classroom, you can't tell because, you know, you're not executing the play. So I think the more walkthroughs we can have and the more full-speed work we can have, we're able to do that. And also, players nowadays, as you know, they got those iPads. They got to go home and study. If they don't study, they're going to get left behind.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and keep getting those Tigers ready for this coming season that we're hoping that we get to see.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Oh, yeah, sir, right around the corner, August 19th, 60 years old.
All right.
Hopefully, I got another 30 or 40 years.
No, we live in the 100, big boy. Go Tigers.
All right.